Star 94.1, and our guest is Onisha. Oh, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I am blessed. I'm doing good myself. Are you ready for this new project? It's going to be out, what, February 13th?
Yes, sir. I'm so excited about it. It's been a long time coming. So everybody in the camp, we're just anticipating the release and winning souls, you know, because that's what it's all about. So I'm excited that I finally get to get out there, minister to God's people, and, you know, get some people saved.
Hey, that'll work. That'll work. Onisha, why church girl? Are you a church girl?
I am a church girl. We were trying to figure out, like, a name for the record, and I was just at home one day writing down names like PK, because my mom is a pastor, and when I got to church girl, it really rung with me, because I grew up in the church. I got saved, I think, when I was about 4 years old, and I've been in church ever since. I've been to every kind of church you could imagine, and like I said, my mom is a minister, so, you know, I've been around it all. Laying of hands, you know, people getting healed, everything. So I felt like it just, that word just describes me perfectly. I spent most of my days when I was younger at church. You know, we had choir rehearsal and the church plays. And whatever was going on in church, I was there. So I feel like, you know, I'm a church girl. I also think that I kind of represent for the, you know, the young church girls who, like, if you saw me walking down the street or you just saw me in public, I have on my tennis shoes all the time, my jeans and my T-shirts. But I still love God with all my heart, you know. I'm not always in a dress or, you know, down to my ankles. And not that there's anything wrong with it, because I do wear them. But, you know, I'm just kind of chill. And but I still love God.
What kind of pressure, or is there any added pressure, being a PK?
A little bit, because I think we have bad reps. So when you're not bad, I think you try a little bit harder to, you know, be good. You have to prove that I'm a good person, because people always think the PKs are just horrible. But we're not all bad. I don't think any of us are bad. I think we all love the Lord. Sometimes we just get a little sidetracked, but we come back around.
We have to do things decent and in order, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let's talk about your project.
Okay.
The song, This One.
Yes.
What are you trying to convey with This One?
This one is basically just talking about just going through, just anybody, going through life's experiences, not necessarily a Christian, or just anybody, because everybody in the world experiences hard times. And it's pretty much saying that you'll get through this one, though it seems to be impossible. You know, we've all been there. We've all had hard days. We feel like it was never going to get better. There's a lot of us that have been hungry, or there's a lot of people who are in abusive relationships, or just any kind of situation that you could imagine that would give you, that would make things hard. But that song is basically just saying that you get through it. God will bring you through.
So Good. Now, you mentioned we're not all bad. Tell us about So Good.
So Good. Shep Crawford is my producer, and he one day he had me come to the studio, and he kind of presented that to me, and I was blown away, and so I was just really excited to do it. But God is so good. Like, it basically speaks for itself, I think. And he's just wonderful. He's everything to me. He's a healer. He's my friend. He's my brother. He's my father, you know, and he's amazing. So I can't help but think about it.
Okay. We're talking to Onisha. Onisha, where were you when you did It's Over Now? When I mean where were you, going through anything, or where were you?
I don't think at that particular time I was going through anything, but a dear friend of mine had the song, and we were looking for music for the record, and I felt like it was an amazing song to put on, because sometimes we do live in the past, and we feel like, you know, we let those things get us down and hold us back, and then we're not able to move forward. And I just think that people need to know that when it's over and God forgives you, then it's over, and we need to just move on. Like Mary said, leave yesterday and yesterday.
You mentioned Mary. Let's do the little word association.
Okay.
Mary. Tell us about them.
Mary. They're amazing. I've been singing on and off with Mary for about 5 years, and I've really gotten to know them, and they're just amazing people. I've learned a lot from them. It's been awesome to be able to sing background with them. I was on tour with them earlier this year in Kirk Franklin on the Hero Tour, and they were really kind to me. They allowed me to do a guest solo in the middle of their set, so that was pretty awesome. And they're just really, really honest and good girls, and they love the Lord with all their heart, and I appreciate them. Hi, girls.
Let me ask you this. This may be a bit personal, okay?
Okay.
Okay. She says, let me brace. Onisha's like, I'm bracing myself for this HJ.
I'm holding on.
Okay. Onisha, have you ever been approached, I mean, when you're ministering, and, you know, let's be real. Have you ever been approached by guys who...
Alternate
motives. Well, you see, I don't have those. Tell us about that, will you?
You know what, to be honest with you, no. And if they do, nobody ever says anything to me.
Okay.
Nobody says anything, and nobody's, and then I'm married, so I think they're just being respectful of that. Most people know that, so I've never had, if they did have alternate motives, I didn't know about it.
Okay.
Yep. They usually keep that to themselves.
How do you like being on tour when you were on tour with Mary Mary? Was that fun?
I loved it. There were so many people. I got to know Kirk Franklin's people, and we spent a lot of time on the tour buses and traveling from here to there. And so you get to know people, and that, you know, being so close and everybody's on the same bus, everybody's eating together and talking and laughing together. So that was really fun. It was just like a family environment and, you know, just good times. So that was really amazing.
Were you sort of in awe when you met Kirk Franklin and to say, wow, I'm Onisha, you know, and I'm hanging with Mary Mary, Kirk Franklin? And
I was a little bit, because that is Kirk Franklin, you know? Mm-hmm. But he's so down to earth, and he's so real, and he's so, like, honest. It's just amazing. It was amazing for me to be able to be around him and just to get to know him a little bit. And, you know, it was pretty fun. But, yeah, I was a little bit in awe at first, and then I was like, well, I got to get over to get to work. We got some souls to save. So, you know, but Kirk Franklin is amazing.
He definitely is. Our guest is Onisha. New project. It'll be out February 13th. Church girl. Yes. Onisha, what are you trying to convey to the audience with Church Girl? And who are you trying to, are you looking for younger people, older people, or just anybody who are you trying to affect?
I think I'm trying to reach everybody. There's something on the record for everyone. Everybody can enjoy something on the record. I've gotten a lot of feedback from people from ages 3 on up to 83, you know? So I feel like there's something for everybody. But my heart is for the young people. There's so many young people out there that are hurting, that are going through things. You know, their families, they're in abusive families, or they're homeless, or they're hungry, or they're having guy issues, or they're having girl issues. And I see so many hurting young people, and I just want them to know that things do get better. I think that my record, Church Girl, is a really, really happy record, and I think that it's going to bring joy back into the hearts of the young people, and I just want to see young people happy. So, yeah.
Onisha, it has been a pleasure, and it seems like you are a happy person.
I am, and I want to share the joy.
Hey, I mean, I can just see you smile.
I am smiling, and I say that I want people to get their joy back, because I know I've been through some things, you know, but I maintain my joy, and everybody can. So,
Onisha, it has been a pleasure. We'll speak life that Onisha will become a household word.
Oh, thank you so much.
And Onisha will bless so many souls.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Our guest on Star 94.1 is Onisha.
Bye-bye, everybody.